Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I hope you enjoyed the first hour interview with Jim Mars. He's just a fascinating guy. He's one of the most incredible investigative reporters on the planet. And I've really enjoyed talking to him. During my second hour now, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful lady named Emmy Shanti. Emmy's a spiritual healer, teacher, and intuitive counselor who's been teaching workshops and lectures on spiritual awareness in the United States, Europe, and Latin America since she was 16 years old, focusing on the wisdom of ancient cultures and the activation of people's light body. She's got a website. I'll give out a couple of different websites. The first one is www.sacredlandtravels.com /Emmy-Shanti, shanti.html. And if you like, please visit her website. She's an incredible lady, and I'm so happy to have her on today. We'll also be talking about she's sponsoring a wonderful expo in Los Angeles from February 10th through the 13th, 2017. Both myself and Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project, along with many fascinating and interesting people, will be there giving presentations. And please listen carefully, because during this hour, we will be giving away 10 free tickets to that Los Angeles Expo in February 2017. Just be ready to call the right number. And for the first 10 callers, you will get 10 free tickets. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone for support for this program. We're a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150 and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their wonderful support around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet hopefully a better place. I also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank everyone who's helped me on the program, including my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support. My friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiromoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto, the Moto Peace Project and Moto Office in Tokyo, Japan. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who have been supporting my program, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer Eric and my station manager Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I've also started a new spiritual mentoring program for those who'd like to get in contact with the other side or learn how to do it. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or I can be reached here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Out of This World Television has started broadcasting 3 times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in Puget Sound, and these programs are airing now on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. here in the Puget Sound area, again on Comcast Channel 22. If you're outside of the viewing area, you can look up the TV programs on both YouTube and Vimeo, either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World Television. I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference last month. And also, too, a couple of months ago, and I also want to mention some upcoming presentations, which I'm sponsoring. From October 19th to November 5th, I'll be sponsoring a U.S. West Coast tour by Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. She'll be flying in from Tokyo into San Francisco to give a series of presentations beginning on October 20th at the Institute for Noetic Sciences in Petaluma, California, followed by on October 21st from 6 to 9 p.m., at Diamond Heights in San Francisco, sponsored by the East-West Institute. To register for those seminars, please send an email to eastwestqi@aol.com to register it early, because seats are limited. On October 23rd, she'll be at the Mount Shasta Community Library in Mount Shasta, California. October 27th, she'll be at the Unity Church at 4525 Stark Avenue Northeast in Portland, Oregon. Then on October 28th, she'll be giving 2 presentations, one in Tenino, Washington at the Scatter Creek Winery, a beautiful place, and followed by in the evening at the Evergreen State College Longhouse. November 1st, she'll be at the Triad Theater in Yelm, Washington in the evening. November 2nd, New Traditions Cafe in Olympia in the evening. November 3rd, Krista Voigt's Bookstore next to the Tacoma Mall in Tacoma, Washington in the evening. And then November 4th, finally at the Listel Hotel in beautiful downtown Vancouver, Canada on Robson Street. For more information about these events, please go to the Emoto Peace Project website at www.emotopeaceproject.me. And I think this is a fascinating opportunity for you, for people to see Mitch Kohayashi and give these presentations. And with that, I'd like to go on to my friend, Emmy Shanti. Emmy, hi, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. It's so good to have you today. I think I think you've brought sunshine to my program, because as I just brought you on now, this beautiful white angelic light just came into the studio just as you started talking. So you must have friends in high places and a lot of angels around you, because I know when they're here, and they're here now. They're here now. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's really a pleasure to be in your program, but also it's really good to be expanding the light everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And radio shows and TV programs, it's like we need more of this. Mm-hmm. We need more to expand this new consciousness, new light, this new awareness that actually is not new, but in this moment that I have to say that 99% of the people still sleeping in this planet,
right?
We really need more of this program.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, the purpose of my program, of both my radio and television shows, is to raise consciousness and make this planet a much better place. And, you know, I want to thank you, too, for your work. I'd like to introduce a little bit of a background I'd like to read to my listeners, because you've been going on pilgrimages to sacred lands around the world for more than 20 years through rituals, meditation, and enlightening life-changing ceremonies. And one of the things that really caught my eye was on your website at www.sacredlandtravels.com. You have pictures where you're with shaman and shawwomen down in South America and Central America, going through their rituals. And you said that in your write-up here on your website, you said that you've gained access to the doorways to Lemurian Atlantean frequencies of Machu Picchu. This is just fascinating for me, because we know so little bit about that here in North America. Could you go into a little bit, if you don't mind, a little bit about, just briefly, about your travels and the things you've learned on those trips down to those sacred places?
Yeah, well, first, I'm sure many people say you have an accent. I was born in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
And I am here living in the U.S. for 18 years now. I came here, didn't know much English, so, you know, I had to learn very, very fast.
Sure.
To be able to communicate. And I believe that all my journey, since I was 10 years old, because that was my first awakening, through a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only 10, so I didn't understand exactly what was going on at that point.
Uh-huh.
So, I find when I was 13, a group of people that were into yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the closest that I found related to the experience and the information I got from that spaceship that I saw when I was 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I started kind of getting into yoga and meditation and spiritual knowledge and reading all kind of books of Yogananda and Shivananda. And then I find Carlos Castaneda.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 16, I was already teaching yoga, meditation, and trying to communicate that is another reality, that this is not it, mm-hmm. that we are in this multidimensional reality where right now it is a moment to really wake up into that. And it's funny to see right now, because I already know this when I was 16, you know, kind of 30 years ago, more.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, and since then, I start through meditation. I have to say that that's the key,
mm-hmm.
is meditation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's the doorway, it's the access. So through the meditation, I start having all kind of information
uh-huh.
and guidance.
Uh-huh.
So
wow.
I start traveling to the places that somehow they told me to
mm-hmm.
go.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I started in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
To places that, I don't know if you know, the Uritorco. That is a place like mm-hmm. Shasta here,
uh-huh.
but in Argentina.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And there is a lot of UFOs that
uh-huh.
everybody can see them, even the people who is they're cleaning the streets, you know, these old ladies. And you ask about the UFOs, and they said, oh, yeah, yeah. They see it all the time. Like if it's, you know, cars mm-hmm. passing in the street.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So
wow.
we went to do a really deep investigation
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we find a lot of secrets, many things I cannot, you know, tell.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a really ancient connection
mm-hmm.
that is in Argentina, in Peru, in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
and in Mexico, and in United States,
mm-hmm.
here in the continent, America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of guided into going to all these places to create and bring back that light
mm-hmm.
that come from that I can just say lost consciousness, that because we lost who we really are.
Sure.
We lost the memory.
Right.
And this is time to recuperate the memory.
Right.
And in order to recuperate that memory, we have to, I don't say forget, but be detached of all these false identities that
mm-hmm.
we believe we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And right now is that moment that we have to kind of let go many, many things
mm-hmm.
related with, you know, false identity, you know, they
sure.
call the ego
mm-hmm.
or whatever we believe we are, even the knowledge that we believe we have. This is a moment really to get completely empty
mm-hmm.
because if we are empty, the knowledge is going to come back to us.
Sure. Wow.
So, yes, this is related with Lemurian.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient Lemurian and Atlantis and the secret knowledge of the ancient Egypt
mm-hmm.
and all the information that is in these secret places, like, I have to say, light code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, when I get into this level of information, there's no way that I can communicate that with words.
Right. Interesting.
There's no way. And
mm-hmm.
when I receive all this, I said, okay, this is impossible for me, at least in this level of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
the 3D, to
mm-hmm.
communicate
sure.
information.
Mm-hmm.
But we are people like you, like me, and, you know, many of our friends, I will say, our family, light family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're here to connect all these light dots of information
mm-hmm.
to bring it back to Earth. And this is not, like I said, we say new consciousness, but it's nothing new. This is something that is eternal. That's something that was always there.
Right.
But right now, I still always say that it's like a spring in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So the flower is opening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not much that we have to do.
No, I agree.
It's going to open by themselves. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, in spring, the flowers say, oh, this is time, and they open
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we have to really do something. Many people say we have to. What we have to do, you know?
Right.
And actually,
right.
If we don't do anything, it's the best thing that we can do, you know,
That's right.
Right now.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I was talking during the last hour on how, I mean, I'd love your opinion on this. I think the planet has shifted into the positive, finally. I think it's tipped this month, earlier this month, where we are on track to create a really, truly beautiful and bright planet.
Completely. We are, I will say, since 2000, 12, something new happened in the planet.
Right.
And it's amazing, but many, many people that come to see me, when I say when you have your awakening, they say 2012.
Right.
Or 2013. And all this time that, you know, 4 years, more or less,
right,
it's a lot of letting go. It's a lot of realizing these repetitive patterns that we have, that we are holding on into, even from past lives. And it's blocking many of the light workers in order to really develop this full potential.
Wow.
And in all this, I'm going to say that it's a couple more years. It is a cleaning. We have to really let it go and clean all these patterns and look at them and see, oh, this is this blind spot that I didn't see before.
Right.
Here it is in front of me. I in Argentina, one of the things I studied was psychology. And the base of psychology is to make your unconscious be conscious so you can see it. You bring light into. And in the moment you brought that light, whatever pattern that is distorted, that is the one who is blocking you in order to open up into this pure light,
right,
is gonna go. If you really look at that, it's gonna go. Because where is light is no darkness there. And it's not a fun process. It's kind of hard. Because much of the people, they don't want to see what is wrong. They want to see what is right. And but if we don't look at that, we cannot transcend that.
Right.
So right now we have some more years. I will say until the 2020 is going to be the crucial time to really clear up all that patterns, because the light is coming, Ted.
I agree.
It's unstoppable.
It is unstoppable.
The light is coming, and it's divine light. And that light is the only light that heals, is the only light that brings everything into alignment, and is the only thing that unifies us as a family.
That's right. I have to tell you, this reminds me of something funny that James Gillian told me last year. I was down at his ranch. Of course, he's been in contact with UFOs for many years. And he said he agreed that this light is coming. And he said that resistance is futile. It's funny, like on Star Trek. But it is coming. It's definitely coming. And it's actually here. And as when you said that, Emmy, the light came back into the studio, got brighter again. I've got this beautiful white light around me again. Thank you so much for saying that.
When you resist, you suffer. Because it's something deep inside of us that is waiting. It's waiting and it's waiting. And, you know, we get distracted with so many things that are really meaningless. And it's something inside of us even suffering because we're not paying attention to that. So right now it's time to look at that and say, wow, this is what it was waiting for so long. And I was so distracted into so many things that are really meaningless. And when we recuperate that, when we have that again, our real identity, the memory is going to come back. Because we are the same people that we were in the ancient Lemurian. The same souls that we were in Atlantis. And we were bringing this fantastic consciousness into this planet. Because this planet passed for, you know, the time of darkness. That's nature, you know. The sun come after the darkness, and, you know, and then we have a beautiful time of light, and then the darkness come back. That's nature.
Well, I think this is something that Barbara Hanclough has mentioned to me when I interviewed her a couple of months ago. She's lived up in Canada, has written some wonderful books. And she has said before that basically, if I could paraphrase her correctly, that the collapse of the Atlantean and Lemurian civilizations 12,500, roughly 12,500 years ago left a mark on civilization across the planet, across humanity. But we're waking up now, and this turning point that we've done this month will continue, and it's going to accelerate as well. And I'm really looking forward to the future, because I think we've got a really tremendously bright future, not only for ourselves, but our children and children's children for many generations to come.
It's a blessing. It really is a fantastic blessing that we are alive in mm-hmm. this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Atlantis and Lemurian and this beautiful light and consciousness start collapsing,
mm-hmm.
and everything was destroyed. And it's true, that mm-hmm. was, you know, it's very traumatic.
Right.
And even the, you know, here we were persecuted
mm-hmm.
for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And still, the Inquisition out there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure.
So we still being persecuted. And mm-hmm. but the new knowledge that is not new, like mm-hmm. I said, is mm-hmm. coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all related with vibration and frequencies and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is going to transform the world. It's
right.
not so much what we said, is the vibration that is behind that.
Right.
And the silence between the words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
another level of communication that is opening up.
Right.
And we have to be, with all our senses, very open to really absorb this new information that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because light is information, and we're receiving more light.
Mm-hmm.
We're closer and closer to the central sun of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayans call Hunabku.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunabku is like, you know, the higher power. So we are receiving more light, and the time keeps passing, and we're receiving more light and more light and more light.
Mm-hmm.
And we are perceiving that the time is speeding up
mm-hmm.
because everything is shifting, and
it's
the
true.
Pulsation of the Earth is mm-hmm. speeding up. You mm-hmm. know about the Schumann frequency.
Oh, yes.
What is going on. And mm-hmm. also when you put water in the drain, you see when the water is going into the hole, that it speeds up, go faster and faster. And mm-hmm. right now we are going into this new shift that is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I've heard, Emmy, if you don't mind me interrupting, that the frequency of the planet has dramatically increased in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Dramatically increased.
Dramatically increased. Mm-hmm. That's why many people doesn't understand what's going on. Say, what happened?
That's right. What's going on? Yeah, that's right.
Going on. And time is speeding up in a way that really is amazing.
It was a couple nights ago, it was about three nights ago, early in the morning, I had this very vivid dream, Emmy, where I was kind of in, not deep, deep sleep, but kind of like kind of awake, when you're just waking up in the morning. And I had this dream where I was shown the new planet. It appeared in this dream. And I said to myself, oh my goodness, there's the new planet, the new Earth. And I think it's already here waiting for us. I think it's already stepping in. I've also been told, too, that for those entities who are negative and don't want to go along with this ascension process, that there's another Earth-like planet in a lower density, lower vibration, on the other side of the solar system, yet in the same orbit as this planet Earth, which they'll go to, and they can work out their own karma there.
Yes, that's completely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because they cannot be here. It's vibrationally, it doesn't belong here.
Right, right.
And something that is happening that is fantastic, when you say that you feel presence in the studio now,
mm-hmm.
That is going to happen more and more.
Oh, beautiful.
More and more.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
Something happened to me no long time ago, and uh-huh. was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when Venus and Jupiter came together very close?
Yes, I do.
That was in July 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That day, I have an amazing, extraordinary experience.
Wow.
The veil opened, mm-hmm. the veil of illusion.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And I have a very clear revelation that the pyramid of Giza mm-hmm. in Egypt
mm-hmm.
finally opened up
mm-hmm.
and is activated now. And that's the male power that we were waiting.
Wonderful.
Because the pyramids in America, all the Mayan pyramids, were activated in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the female energy.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, they came all these movements about the goddess,
mm-hmm.
women, the goddess,
right.
and female energy.
Mm-hmm.
More
mm-hmm.
or less, if you remember, it was after 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And but we were missing the male energy.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the pyramid was activated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something completely amazing, really, what happened.
Oh, yeah.
And then the veil opened up.
Beautiful.
And when the veil opened up, I started seeing all the ascended masters, all kind of beings from the ancient Egypt
mm-hmm.
that were around me.
Beautiful.
And it was so clear.
Uh-huh.
I felt they were touching me, and I felt in my body
mm-hmm.
the touch. Mm-hmm. I never had an experience like that. It was amazing.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
So they started showing me that the real knowledge that were coming, the first pyramid that was manifested, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, not built, in this planet was the pyramid of Egypt.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And all the knowledge that come from Sirius,
mm-hmm.
All the knowledge that is needed for the planet,
mm-hmm.
so the spiritual power stay here in this planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
They came from Egypt.
Wow. Beautiful.
And then everything was spread from the whole world. And that was hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So many people doesn't even know the power that comes from the ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So in that moment that I saw everything, there was so much love, so
mm-hmm.
much care,
mm-hmm.
and they start showing me everything that is going to happen in the future with this planet.
Wow.
And the places that needs to be activated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I am doing this trip to sacred land. And I go to the places that they tell me to go.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes when I am not kind of in, like, that day that I was completing high consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the veil closed again.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
then I remember absolutely everything. I remember who I was in the ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I start seeing people, and I recognize them from that time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the commitment we did before we came to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember everything after that experience.
Beautiful. That's wonderful.
The veil closed.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I close my eyes and I say, you know, I don't know. I was hallucinating. What was that?
Yeah, right.
So that
right.
was like, wow.
Well,
what was that?
Uh-huh, sure.
So I close my eyes and I ask, if you're really there, please give me a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I feel it touch me. I feel it in my skin.
Mm, wow.
I'm talking about that. I get goosebumps, you know.
That's beautiful.
It is it's really amazing when this happened because I saw there were so many spiritual beings around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, wow, I always thought that I was so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, we were always with you.
I have to tell you a funny story. I was... My foster mother taught me how to. She was a wonderful lady. She used to work as a master psychic for the Seattle Police Department's finding missing and lost children. And sometimes this was a long time ago before she passed away. And I would tell her, well, I'm alone. I'm living by myself. I'm lonely. And then she would say, Ted, you're never alone. You always have a lot of spirits around you. And over the years, I know she's right. So it's the same thing with you too, Emmy, where you've had a lot of wonderful spirits around you.
You know, I realized that we all, the ones who came here with this awareness,
mm-hmm.
we have all these spirits around, and they are
mm-hmm.
guiding us, and they
mm-hmm.
are helping us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because opened that vision in me, I can see all the guides of other people too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's amazing because sometimes I see people for counseling and I close my eyes and I start seeing all coming, little by little, they're coming and coming. And, you know, people feel that they're alone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People feel that their thoughts are their thoughts.
Right.
Or their inspiration are theirs. And
mm-hmm.
actually, they're not. You know, because we're so much in communication with these higher beings.
Mm-hmm.
And we are one with them.
Right.
So we channel that information.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. When you really know that that's true, because in the beginning, you know, when you start into this path, mm-hmm. many people, they don't believe that this is true. They say, these people is crazy what they are talking about.
Right, right.
But when you have experiences, everything shifts because you know it's true.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of dimensions beyond this one. And this whole planet, I've been told, Emmy, and I'd love your comment on this. I think the planet itself is ascending. It's slated for ascension, and we're ascending into the higher dimensions now as we speak.
Yeah, we're one with the planet,
and
that's why we're here, because the planet is ascending. And that's the movement that is in the universe that is going closer to the central sun.
Right.
And more we are ascending, we're going to have less things to talk about, you know, because information comes as a knowing, like you know that you know, and you don't know how you know it, it doesn't matter, but you know, and it's just fantastic, and when you are awake into this, and your energy is kind of bringing more people into this, and people start feeling peace and start feeling a sense of gratefulness, and they expand their consciousness, so they feel free.
That's right. They do. I have to tell you, there's a professor friend of mine named Irvin Laszlo from Italy, and he's written more than 70 books and more than 400 articles during his lifetime about the philosophy and history of science. And one of his most recent books is it's titled "What Is Consciousness?" And he talks about how people we all have the ability to tie into this consciousness that's beyond ourselves, but yet everyone has the ability to tie into it. And you're right. People will just have this knowingness as the planet ascends into the higher dimensions. We'll all be able to tie into that. It's an area of truth in the higher dimension.
It's amazing. Also, and you know, Ted, that many spiritual plans show up right now for many people. I see many people are doing and are experiencing with sacred plans also. And I was thinking, why they came up right now?
Right.
So many, because many people is telling me that they are doing all over the world these kind of experiences.
Right, that's true.
And I said, this is needed, because it's like they help people to accelerate the process, because basically it's not time right now to be wasting in nothingness. We have to really get into this alignment.
Right. And one thing, as a psychic, when I give readings, but people call me up and ask questions, many times they have the same message or the same query, is that they don't want to do just things just for money anymore. They want to make their lives meaningful and make this planet a better place.
Yeah. And at the same time, we have to acknowledge the yin yang, right? Because it's the other side. It's many people who really is into separation and destruction.
Yeah.
And there are a lot. So I like what I think it was Krishnamurti that he said once, the big changes and revolution in consciousness in humanity, they never came from the majority of the people. They always came from small groups.
Oh, interesting.
Or only one person. It's like Gandhi. Gandhi really changed the way of thinking of many people in the world.
He did. That's true.
And I was only one.
That's right.
And our movement, we're going to call it like that, is small, because it's really small. They say that it's a 1%. But, you know, that's the power. That's the power, because it's a small group, and we can really to create all these beautiful, I can say, a revolution of consciousness. And it's true that it's not much that we have to do. It's just open to this flow of awareness and consciousness. And the work is going to be done, and through inspiration, through everything. That's why we do the expo.
Right, Right, exactly. Well, I want to tell everyone about your wonderful expo that's at the Los Angeles LAX Hilton. And the, the website is http://consciouslifeexpo.com. And you've got some incredible people coming: Rosemary Ellen Guiley, David Wilcox, Daniel Brinkley, Steve Halpern, Dr. Eben Alexander. There's just so many names here that I could read. Susan Shumsky, wonderful lady. I've had her on my show several times. But I want to thank you for putting this wonderful, Sean David Morton, this wonderful conference together. And you mentioned before, Emmy, that you'd like to give away some free tickets to my listeners.
Yeah. We want to give away. The conference is in February.
Okay.
And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And so it's the 10th, 11th, 12th.
Okay.
So we're going to give 5 for Friday, 5 for Saturday, and 5 for Sunday.
Oh, wonderful. How sweet of you.
So in 15 tickets in total.
Oh, how sweet of you. Well, let's do this. For those of you who would like some free tickets for either one of those days, please call the studio line now. First come, first serve. The line here is 425-373-5527. If you're in Western Washington, the toll-free number here is 1-888-298-KKNW or 5569. And I hope I don't overload my producer, Eric, with people calling in. But just call in and give your name and phone number and email to Eric. And we'll be giving away 5 tickets for February 10th, 5 tickets for February 11th, and 5 tickets for February 12th. So a total of 15 tickets altogether. And for those of you who'd like tickets, the phone number here in the studio in the United States is 425-373-5527. We're already getting some calls in now. So again, thank you, Eric. Don't mean to overload you there, my friend. But please be patient. If Eric doesn't pick up immediately, he's just on another call. Well, you know, this is an exciting time, Emmy, and I think the planet is changing. And I'm really looking forward to the future. You know, you look at the 20th century, the last century, and you look at the wars, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, you know, the Gulf Wars in the 90s extending into even today. You look at the Civil War back in the 19th century here in this country. And I think people are tired of it, Emmy. They want a better society. They want a happier planet, too, and they want to get along with people and to live in harmony.
Yeah, I'm sure that people want to continue with their lives, mm-hmm. and with their education and their jobs and everything they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
really a small group of people who create the wars.
Mm-hmm.
It is also this dark energy that you were talking about.
Right.
That mm-hmm. is there. I always say darkness is there because if the darkness is not there, the light cannot shine so beautifully.
That's true. That's true.
We need it. It's kind of the contrast.
Well, it's a little bit like different colors of the rainbow. You don't you don't really understand the importance. You can't really tell what the color green is like until you've seen red, yellow, blue, purple, white, black. And so it's the same kind of thing where we've all experienced negativity here on the planet. But I think for most people, we're sort of tired of it.
I think so, too. I don't think no one likes it, you know.
No.
I mean, I don't want to say that because a lot of people does. But most of the people, I don't think they really want to go through that. You know, I don't think all the Syrian refugees, they were happy to leave their homes.
No, that's true. And they were forced out.
Yeah.
By ISIS, which was created by our government in 2013. So it's kind of what goes around comes around kind of thing.
Right, it's all interconnected.
Yeah,
you know, it's the same thing with the light and the same thing with the darkness. It's all interconnected.
Right.
So I try to be aware, like I say before, we had to be aware of the darkness because if it's not, it's always going to be there.
Right.
And
right.
So we have to know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't think that, you know, we have to pay much attention into that because everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
So in our case, on all our intentions has to be with creating the new world, the new planet, and bring this beautiful light, this healing, this this love, because basically it's love, that we are channeling from the higher dimensions, this wisdom,
right,
to transform the way humanity thinks and perceive reality. And know that we're not alone. Even if the people, or the beings of the master, the teachers, the guys, the angels, they don't have a physical form, but many do. But there are many in the invisible world. And it's going to be a moment that we're going to be able to see them.
Right.
And work with them directly.
I have to share this, if you don't mind. I'd love to share this letter. That professor, I've talked about this on the radio show before, but Professor Albert Einstein wrote his daughter back in the early 50s before he passed away, I think in 1955. And he said if he had to do it all over again, Emmy, he would have created a bomb of love. And I want to read just a couple sentences from that, if I may. He said, when I, Professor Einstein, proposed the theory of relativity, very few understood me. But now I will reveal an extremely powerful force that so far science has not found a formal explanation to. And that universal force is love. When scientists look for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot the most powerful unseen force. Love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. God is love, and love is God, and God is love. And with that, I just want to mention briefly, a lovely person just walked into the studio, Martha Childress, and just want to, oh, my goodness, she's given me a present. Well, we'll look at this in a minute. Anyway,
it's beautiful. I love it. And it's true. That's a universal truth. And when we are really connected with that essence, that is love, and that unifies us all. And when we are walking in this planet with that heart, with that love, obviously we're going to help each other. It's not, doesn't make any sense that some people is starving in this planet when it's so much abundance. It's more than enough for everybody. So the lack of love is what creates that imbalance. That's all. Seems simple, you know, but it is very simple, actually. If we see it with the right consciousness, it's simple. But if the people is into power, obviously, it's not going to be simple.
Well, if I may, that's one of the things I like about Michiko Hayashi's presentation and research into Dr. Masaru Emoto, who talked about the importance of love and gratitude. And I hope you don't mind, Emmy, but I've got a song that a friend of mine dedicated to Dr. Emoto. It's about love and gratitude. Do you mind if I play a minute of it here, just real quick?
Sure.
Okay. I'll ask my friend Eric. I don't want to, if we could, do you have that song? I just want to make sure if we could play that just for a first minute or two of that song.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true.
crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed. Depends on what we say, think or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See the water of life is with
Emmy, I hope you like that song. It's a beautiful song, and my friend just finished it a couple days ago in tribute to Dr. Emoto and Michiko Hayashi and the Emoto Peace Project.
Beautiful.
Isn't that pretty? I wanted to tell everyone we've got a couple of tickets left, but you don't need to call in. Just send me an email, and I'll just, for those first come, first serve on my email, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and first come, first serve for the rest of the tickets. I also wanted to mention to people quickly that Martha Childress, who's a wonderful lady, she has her own program here on KKNW. She just handed me a copy of the Natural Choice Network that was just released here this month, and it is full of articles about the Emoto Peace Project and also water crystals and how we can make the world a better place through love and gratitude. So she just handed me a copy of it now. This is being distributed to approximately 700,000 people here in the 3.1 million Seattle area at hundreds of different retail outlets, and it's all free. So please pick this up, and you'll find it just fascinating. Well, Emmy, I think we're on the verge of a wonderful, wonderful shift into a higher consciousness for the planet. And I think it's I don't know what life is like on Mars and the other planets, but I think it's happening to other planets as well, where everything is shifting.
Yeah, and you know the shift that is happening, and I'm gonna return a little bit into the expo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why we do these events,
mm-hmm.
because it's a way to gather all these wonderful teachers, all these souls that we are kind of coming back from the ancient Lemurian and ancient Egypt, and we all coming back right now to bring this light into this world and expanded and help into this ascension that is the planet going through right now. So I want to say that this expo, we are doing these events since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's like 15 years.
Wow.
And everybody came there, the most amazing teachers. And right now we have 15 or 20,000 people coming over the weekend.
That's
to the
wonderful.
Expo.
Wow.
So it's a fantastic show. And mm-hmm. this year, I always say that this year is going to be the best one. You know, the last one is going to be the best one, always.
Yeah.
And you're going to participate too.
Yes, thank you so much. I can't wait to give a presentation. It'll be on Messages from the Masters, Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, super mm-hmm. interesting, amazing. And mm-hmm. also the Emoto Project.
Absolutely.
Michiko is going to be there too, offering a workshop.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am so happy. And I'm so happy you're doing this, Emmy. You've been doing this long. And I think it's the expo's... I think the expo that you're having in February is going to be a huge success, most successful one yet, because the planet has changed. Its consciousness has changed.
It is amazing. And also, mm-hmm. I have to say, we have like 250 booths. of exhibition about all these wonderful things.
Wonderful.
The new technology and everything that that right now is kind of coming into the planet, into the new awareness. And 200 speakers, I mean, 200 spiritual teachers, they're going to be there. And we have also a Hispanic program that is in Espanol.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Actually, I met you there in another conference that is in Spanish in Dominican Republic.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it is a whole movement into the Hispanic community right now.
Wonderful.
Huge.
Wonderful.
All over Latin America. Mm-hmm. And we do it in Espanol, too, internationally, because people travel from all over the world to be at the expo.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So it's going to be huge. It's going to be an amazing event. And we do this for the same reason that we're talking today, to raise consciousness, to create awareness, to create a revolution of consciousness for the ascension of planet Earth.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It is amazing. 15 years, we are a big team working really hard, and each year more and more people is coming. We're going to have fantastic people. I think this year we're going to have Marianne Williamson and Don Miguel Ruiz.
Wonderful.
David Wilcock is always there.
Wonderful.
Nassim Haramein.
Mm-hmm.
They are a lot. They are, you know, like I say, the in total 200. So
wow. Wow.
Teachers from England and other places in Europe to participate in the program.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's really an amazing event, because when we are so many people, thousands of people with the same intention,
mm-hmm.
I tell you, we get really high there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In a good way. In a good way.
After the expo for a month, we were really happy, and we still have the hype. Yeah,
that's
because
beautiful.
So many wonderful people together in one place is amazing. So I don't want anyone to lose this experience, because I have to say the expo is one of the biggest events of this nature in the world.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I want to give out the website again for those who are interested. It's http://consciouslifeexpo.com. And we do have a couple of tickets available. We won't be taking any calls now, but just send me an email, first come, first serve, for free admission on February 10, 11, or 12. The email address is outofthisworld1150.com. And we've got about a minute and a half left, and I just want to, Emmy, I just want to thank Emmy so much for coming on my show today and listening. I hope you've enjoyed her interview, and I wanted to just tell you that we've got about, about 2 minutes left now, and I want to give you the rest of the time, Emmy, to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Well, I'm very, very grateful for being part of this show, Ted, and being part of this awakening of consciousness. And basically, it's simple, is to find your real heart, not the karmic heart, your real true heart, and to walk in beauty in this beautiful planet, because we're going to do it. And this is a time for the light and love and peace into this planet.
Oh, absolutely.
And many people, maybe they don't want to see it, but yes, the next generations to come, our children and grandchildren, they're going to have the blessing to be in a wonderful planet, and we're going to come back to enjoy that if we live.
Right.
This is an eternal work that we are doing. It's not a beginning and an end. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing radiant light that is always there and is always present. And that's the only thing is real, because the rest is illusion.
That's true. That's true. And I think Professor Einstein realized that toward the end of his life, too, that love is the only thing that's real.
The only thing.
Yeah. And he said in his writings earlier, later, that If he had to do it over again, he would have, like I said, created a bomb of love instead of a bomb of destruction, because love is the most important thing. Well, we've got just a couple of seconds left, and Emmy, I just want to thank you so much for coming on today, and my listeners around the world, I hope you've enjoyed these shows, and I hope you all have a beautiful, happy day, and thank you so much for helping to raise consciousness and making this planet a better place. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.